Unless you live in a warm place, the arrival of Christmas means you can no longer kid yourself. Winter has come. Each year, that is particularly hard to accept for commentator Julie Zickefoos.
The sky couldn't be heavier, lower, grayer, weepier. It's 38, going for a low in the 20s. It's the dead of winter now. And I still have blooming flowers in baskets and containers on the front porch. Geraniums, lobelias, blue marguerite, plectranthus that when you brush its leaves smells like a lime margarita. Sure, they're a bit brown, nipped around the edges, but the geraniums are blooming, shocking pink, red, magenta, like there's no tomorrow. And for them, there isn't, unless I keep bringing them inside. I pile them up in the foyer, and they weep leaves and dirt and petals that track all over the house. They block the closet doors. I can't keep them inside, but I can't leave them out to freeze. So I shuttle them in at night and out during the day, groaning with the effort. I've brought them this far. How can I sentence them to death? But there's a string of nights in the 20s coming up, teens even, and sooner or later I'll have to say goodbye to summer for good. There's something about looking out the kitchen window on blooming baskets of flowers that feels increasingly wrong. These bright jolts of color are somehow unseemly when everything else around them is dead. And it's not just the plants that are dying. 3 times in my life I've found a big praying mantis staggering weakly around my garden after the first light frost, and I've taken her, it's invariably a female, inside. I set her up on a big potted plant where she sits regally all day, a weird alien pet, watching snowflakes drift down on the roses outside the window where she once lived. I do this knowing it's wrong, but unable to leave her to die outside. I feed her crickets and mealworms, spray the leaves down with water, watch as she grabs and stabs, delicately dines, bends to drink droplets from the leaves, grooms her forearms and feet like a little otherworldly cat. She turns her head to watch me when I walk into the room, holds out her spiked forelimbs to ask if she might ride on my arm to another plant to sit in a spot of winter sun. This goes on until late January, February even. I get entirely too attached. And then, like Goldie Hawn in Death Becomes Her, she begins to decay. First, it's an antenna, then a foot, then a lower leg simply falling off. And then she loses her balance and falls and busts off a forearm. And I see why mantids are meant to die with the first hard frost, and it's brought home to me why I should never have brought her inside. So it goes with the geraniums. I have to let them die. Tomorrow, or maybe the next day, with a light snowfall for a funeral shroud. Oh, the intractable human heart. It does this every year.
It's commentator Julie Zickefoos, and by the time you hear this, you can rest assured that she will have consigned her geraniums to the compost pile. She lives and writes in Whipple, Ohio.